You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
So what'd you do yesterday?
Let's see. It was yesterday morning when Sweet Knick Knack opened up the dishwasher to find a brand new Starbucks cup that she had received during a gift exchange on Saturday night. She found it in the dishwasher after she specifically told me about three or four times that this is hand wash only. Please don't put it in the dishwasher. It will ruin it. So, of course, I put it in the dishwasher, and she pulled it out yesterday morning, and it was the most deformed, melted, horrible-looking Starbucks mug that I've ever seen. She sent me some pictures of it, and she was so excited to get this big Starbucks package during the gift exchange, and she was, like, in love with this cup. It was all sparkly and girly and pretty and everything. And she didn't even get to use it. I completely ruined it by putting it in the dishwasher. So I did redo my calculations. I hit four targets yesterday on the way home from work. There's two here and then two down by me to try to find this same mug. And it's completely sold out everywhere.
Can you get it just from a Starbucks?
No, I've been calling them as well. I'll probably pop into a few more Starbucks today just to see if I can find it. I think it's like a Target exclusive thing. I called the woman who actually brought the gift. She was out and about yesterday, stopped at the other couple Target locations, completely sold out. I went so far as to last night put a pot of boiling water on the stove and put the mug back in the boiling water and then got like a spatula-looking thing, a rounded, you know, kitchen tool to try to reform it and remold it so the lid would go back on and try to like make it look normal again. And all it did was, it reminded me of those Shrinky Dinks. Like when you're a kid, you put those things in the oven and they go, it did that. It just made it like 15 times worse. So into the recycle bin it went, and I'm officially in the doghouse because I didn't want to hand wash something, Dom. So now my wife's all mad at me, and the mug is gone forever.
Did you know it was going to destroy it?
No, I didn't. Mostly because we have other coffee mugs like that that I put in the dishwasher that do just fine. And it looked exactly like those. I'm like, this will be fine. I'm putting it on the top rack. Top rack's safe, right? And no. So it was a globby
mess.
Wonder
why they would sell something.
Thank you very much. That's exactly what I said.
Look, that doesn't excuse you. She told you not to do it. You did it. So it doesn't excuse you. You're a jerk.
No, but, not at all. It was a total my bad moment.
But I still have to wonder why they would, you know, maybe it's planned that way because they know people will love them. They know people will screw up.
Will melt them and then come get another
and then
one.
They'll go get more.
I hate hand wash products.
It's the whole planned obsolescence thing.
I hate hand wash products, period. Why do they even make those? Make everything dishwasher safe.
I've got some special plates or whatever that are not supposed to go.
Put them in.
No, I like them too much. I kind of treat them the way Nicole treats her mug. I like them too much. I've had them for
25 like
years or whatever, and they're still pristine.
Does the paint melt off of them or something? Or?
There's no paint on them. I mean, they were a fancy gift from somebody, of a housewarming gift, back when I was a bachelor. They thought I needed you know, some good stuff, and they were like, here.
I know a lot
so
of
I still, all these years later, I try to take care of it. Although, I will say that Gretchen is kind of like, just throw it in the dishwasher. She's like you. And I'm like, no.
It's to save us time, and it's convenient, and quit making products that you got to hand wash.
I will say that sometimes I don't even trust dishwashers. I feel like I can get things cleaner if I hand wash than if I put them in. Because, you know, how many times you pull stuff out of the dishwasher and still got crusties on it? It's like,
right.
I don't trust that as well as the hand washing. But anyway, good luck with your mug
search. Yeah, thank you. Gosh, if anyone sees one, let me know.
Let Jeremy know.
Sparkly.
They couldn't find the Rice Krispies for you. They will not be able to find the mug
either. That's so right.
Just get over yourself, man. You're never going to find this stuff. It's gone.
My life is ruined.
Yesterday, my stepdaughter came home with something. She had received something in the mail. She had ordered a Christmas present for her boyfriend, and it arrived yesterday, and she had gone and picked up a frame for it, and she pulls it out, and it's pretty good size, too. It's like 16 by 24 or something, and it's like a poster size, but then what it is, it's a circular thing in the middle of it, And I go, what is that? She goes, this is the night sky from the day we met. So it's an, because you know how the stars move across the sky, right?
Sure.
And different times of year, you've got different constellations that are up there. So different things show in the night sky depending on what month you're in. And so it was a view of the heavens from that night when they met. And it has the date on there and everything. And so, of course, now listen, two things to say. First of all, I think it's a super cool gift. I really do.
That's really neat.
But being a stepdad, I've got to mess with her a little bit. And so I said, well, how do you know that's the, you know, what the sky looked like? And she goes, well, the lady online who sells this says. I go, so what if you bought one for like 4 months later and it's the exact same image? Like, what if this lady just has a picture of the stars and sells them and just puts your date on there? I, of course, naturally became suspicious, but she said, no, she goes, you can look online and they'll show you like different times of the year, what different constellations are out, blah, 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 blah. Anyway, but I just still thought in my heart, I was like, you know, Zoe, when she walks around, does not walk around like a super romantic person. She does not give off that vibe at all. Because she is as snarky as I am and as you are.
Yeah.
She fits right into Camp Dom and Jeremy.
Yeah, yeah.
But she obviously has that streak in her that is super romantic. Because I thought that was a way cool gift.
That's a beautiful gift.
It's beautiful, right? It's really sweet.
I wish she had fired back and said, I knew what the sky looked like because I was laying on my back looking up at it.